Well, the news is out. We all know now that Britain has voted to leave the European Union. Is this a big event? You betcha. And it's going to change a lot of things. But first, let's take a step back and remember how we arrived at this point. If you were brought up in the 20th century, you will know that the European continent has been witness to countless wars and horrific bloodshed since the 19th century and before. So after experiencing two devastating world wars, there began a movement to unite the continent through trade and institutions which would, in effect, enable free trade laws, freedom of movement, and the reduction of barriers, all managed by technocrats and bureaucrats rather than nationalist parties competing for resources and wealth through open conflict and misery. What has followed has been 6 decades of integration and the fostering of cooperation between neighboring states instead of war, pestilence, and misery. So one can say that in the effort to serve the goals of peace and collaboration, the European experiment has been a resounding success and a remarkable achievement. 6 decades ago, the continent was at war, and 3 decades later, it was divided by the Iron Curtain and haunted by the threat of nuclear war. Today, one can rent a car in Portugal and drive all the way to Estonia without facing any border controls. EU citizens can study, work, and retire anywhere they want in the continent. And so writes the research company Stratfor Global. And it's important to note that Britain's role from the start has been conflicted. Britain has been maintaining some distance from the continent as a key part of its national strategy since the beginning. And London has been skeptical of the European project from its inception, interested more in the bloc's common market than in any federal aspirations. So these feelings have been nascent, and a great deal of Euroscepticism has been present, as I said, from the very beginning. So, importantly, this vote to leave has crystallized the concern that attempts to centralize the European bloc may be doing member states more harm than good, and that to varying degrees, the feeling is that countries may be losing their identities and control of their own destinies. Whether this is actually true is cause for much debate, but nevertheless, it has fostered some feelings of xenophobia and rumblings from more nationalist parties, which is a movement, in my opinion, toward darker times once again. Perhaps it is correct that individual states have lost some control over their own destinies, and that restoring the rights that these countries should have not lost in the first place is a positive step. And this could explain why the European Union is losing the battle for its citizens' hearts and minds. Perhaps the European Union is at once too centralized and not centralized enough, and this middle ground is becoming increasingly untenable. Okay, so let's talk about right now and what this means to U.S. investors. Up until this vote, stocks had been vacillating significantly. If the vote leaned toward leave, the market went down 150 points. If it tilted toward remain, it would jump 200 points. And as a matter of fact, the night of the vote, the U.S. market increased by 230 points. Now that the leave vote has been cast, the markets are wildly gyrating to the downside. Are there serious implications for the U.S.? The answer is yes, but not nearly as much as the repercussions Britain may feel when things begin to settle out. Our Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen recently stated that a British exit from the EU could have consequences in turn for the U.S. economic outlook. Stocks will decline as uncertainty mounts and the future becomes cloudier. It is entirely possible that corporations that have been planning to spend on capital investment will hold back for a while until the dust clears. This is already one of the reasons our economic growth is slow, so there is further risk that this may cause some further slowing down. This will affect stocks over the near term. Don't be afraid if you read any analogy to Lehman Brothers type meltdown. This is not the case. It's probably not in the cards because all governments have pledged to support their institutions. This pledge was made recently by the Bank of England. The U.S. did not pledge to support Lehman Brothers. Secondly, we will see interest rates decline as investors pile into safe assets like treasuries and gold. And gold, again, will see a boost for the same reason. And remember that this referendum is not a vote by the British Parliament. So while all indications lead us to the view that the referendum will be carried out, it will take a few years to work out all the details. And my guess is that as the effects of the vote become apparent, British policy will adjust accordingly. So, U.S. investors should stay the course for now. The declines we're seeing as I write this are due to the selling of stocks and other assets of all those who bet on the Remain vote. You know, as I mentioned earlier, the market was up significantly the day before, so all those buyers and others who have been accumulating investments ahead of the vote will be forced to unwind their positions immediately. Once that's out of the way, certain sectors should begin to show relative strength. My guess is that healthcare, consumer non-discretionary stocks like food companies and the like will be less affected. Also, utilities will probably do well in this environment. Bonds will be good money for the foreseeable future, so if you own any long-term bonds, you will see some nice increases in bond values. And here's some final thoughts. Remember that although the UK economy is large, it's not that large in context of the global economy. The UK economy is only the size of California and Maryland combined. And the stock, bond, and currency markets have reacted with an extreme level of emotion. And during times when the market is ruled by fear and emotion, it is most prudent to either sit tight or take advantage by deploying new capital into risk assets. And please remember that it's a fine line between investing and speculating. If you decide to bet on the short-term direction of the market by shorting stocks or buying put options or ETFs, which go up when the market goes down, you will be speculating. Speculation is generally a loser's game, especially for the non-professional. And you know, truly, there are few professionals that actually make any money at it too. Buying the general market at a reasonable price only to hold for a long time should be your best decision. If you're approaching retirement, my advice is to be extra conservative in the few years leading up to retirement and a little after as well. Think diversification, think high quality, think long term. This will bring you the greatest wealth over time.